Who needs a Hollywood soundstage when you've got the rocky shores of Puget Sound? And a character for your documentary like Suquamish Elder Peg Dean, who's out on the beach singing the tribe's gathering song. Dean stirred up controversy a few years ago when she took a canoe from the Suquamish Museum and paddled it out on the water. She says it was her way of reclaiming her culture. Now her story is being turned into a short film by Raven Two Feathers and Ebedina Goy.
I feel like that's a lot more distant.
Yeah.
It would give a lot more depth to the shot.
Because he's running on the beach. That's the scene, right?
With their clipboard and their camera and heads full of cinematic ideas, life could not get any better, says Evadi, who is 15 and from Baltimore.
It feels awesome, you know? I don't know how else to express it. I mean, I'm just too pumped, too much joy.
Raven is 16. She moved here from Albuquerque, and she goes to Ballard High. She's native.
Cherokee, Seneca, Cayuga, and Comanche.
I ask her if she can relate to taking a stand in order to make a point, like the subject of her film.
I feel like you need to take risks, because originally I was super shy as a kid, and I had this one teacher that sort of pushed me to get out of my comfort zone.
You don't seem shy now.
No, I'm not. Not with directing. Rolling. Speed. Action.
For 36 hours, the teens are shooting and editing and scoring the music for 5 short documentaries and 1 animated film. They've got their supplies.
I have a little apple juice, these Angry Bird gummy bears.
Abe Vargas and the rest of the group also have professional mentors. Folks like Seattle film composer B.C. Campbell, who's helping the 14-year-old with his soundtrack.
Is our protagonist gonna die music?
Yeah.
This is an all-expenses-paid workshop put on by Seattle's Longhouse Media in partnership with the Seattle International Film Festival. Seattle filmmaker Tracy Rector launched the workshop 8 years ago.
Growing up in Seattle as a mixed-race woman who's indigenous, I was very aware that there were not representations of people like me on TV, in media, and I often felt very isolated.
So Rector brings together a multicultural group. Most are native, and she finds a different tribe to host the workshop each year. What gets produced are documentaries or movies written by native scriptwriters that break stereotypes.
Our kids, you know, skateboard. They're tagging. They are hip-hop artists. They are filmmakers.
Like Raven.
I heard a great thing from a director once that you don't say, I want to become a filmmaker. You say, I am a filmmaker. So I guess you could say, I am a filmmaker.
You are a filmmaker. Did you see what you did today?
Evadi reminds Raven how they got those wide shots of the shore and of the canoes being unloaded onto the beach.
Standing out, hand on the shoulder, do we want the canoe in that shot?
These teens are making films with unique points of view that document Native culture. Their films will get posted on Facebook, but they'll also wind up in the collection of the Smithsonian's National Museum of the American Indian. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.
Cut. Right. Great. Thanks.